Today we'll talk about our skeletal system. Now, our body is supported by 206 bones that are connected by tendons, ligaments, and cartilage. And do you know that we were actually born with more bones than this, up in the 300 range? But as we grew into our adolescent and adulthood, a lot of these bones fused together, becoming one. And so now, as an adult, we have 206 bones. Now, the skeletal system, it helps us move, but it's also involved in the production of blood cells and storage of calcium. The teeth are also a part of the skeletal system, but they're not considered bone. We also have foods that are better for our bones, things that we can eat to help our bodies be healthy, as well as our ancestors' teachings with our plant medicine. So today we're going to learn how we can keep our skeletal system working at its optimal level, as well as all the teachings from our ancestors for harvesting in medicinal uses to share with ourselves and our friends when the time arises. The key to bone health: understanding minerals. Our primary mineral in our skeletal system is calcium. But we need more than calcium. Magnesium also strengthens our bone. Without our magnesium, we have trouble absorbing calcium. And our calcium excretes through the kidneys, builds up in the blood and soft tissues. If we have an excess amount of calcium, it can result in symptoms such as bone spurs, kidney stones, constipation, and joint pain. It can also increase your heart attack and stroke likelihood and lead to weaker bones. So we require the right amount of minerals, which is why we always say food is so important. Food is medicine. That's what we eat. And that's what our ancestors did. They used the food that they grew themselves, harvested from the land, harvested from the fields, the lakes, the rivers. Changes in our hormones alter our bones' ability to process minerals. Osteoporosis is a bone problem. Nourishing bone or mushroom broths, green beans, and root vegetables are the safest and most effective sources of minerals. Our bones need to be healthy. You know how we make chicken soup and you take your bones and your whole chicken and you throw it in the chicken soup? That isn't just good because of the chicken meat. It's excellent because of the bone and the minerals that are coming out of the bones. Cut back on your sodium, sugar, caffeine, soda, and alcohol. We know this. Let's look at the herbal support. Nettles, stinging nettles, has a great reputation for years with our ancestors of helping with arthritis and general weakness. Nettle leaf is rich in vitamin C. It's a good source of calcium, magnesium, rich in vitamin D. So it's excellent for calcium absorption, which is what our bones need. Alfalfa. Alfalfa roots go as deep as 30 feet into the earth. And the leaves provide an excellent source of bone minerals, calcium, magnesium, zinc. It's also a good source of vitamin D and K. And helping out our hormonal functions that can lead to any bone problems that exist. Red clover, one of my favorites. Great source of minerals. It lowers spinal bone loss. Excellent for your bones. Oat straw. Oat straw is a mineral-rich grass found in many herbal remedies. It helps with broken bones. horsetail. Horsetail is one of the richest plant source of silica, a mineral necessary for strong hair, nails, bones, and it's lacking in a lot of our diets today. In horsetail, you can run on over and find right in our ponds and our swampy areas. Great for bones. Used for generations. Great for osteoporosis and bone density. Other sources you can have are sunflower seeds, whole grains, bananas, and asparagus. And teas are always great. Loose plant materials. Any of these herbal supports that we talked about, you can use as a tea remedy. As our herbal support helps our bones, it's because our bones are made up of living material. We got the compact bone, the spongy bone, and the bone marrow. Compact bone makes up about 80% of our bone. It gives us the strength and the support our body needs to stand up erect and straight. Compact bone is made of four different kinds of cells that build, maintain, and break down bone as needed. And three of these cells create the bone matrix. The bone matrix is comprised of collagen and non-collagen proteins, water and mineral salts, calcium and phosphate. The protein gives our bones the flexibility. And the minerals, they help it harden and give us our strongness that we need in our bones. Our bones can be damaged, but we also, because we are so resilient, is that our bones will heal. So some of the herbals and the plants that we can use, seaweed, like kelp, is excellent. Mineral-rich herbs like the oats, the nettles, the red raspberry, dandelion, chickweed, lamb's quarter. We have so much lamb's quarter and purslane and red clover, horsetail, parsley, dandelion, chickweed, red raspberry. We have all that in our Minnesota backyards. We also have herbs like hawthorn berry, the elderberry. These are help to use. Bone repair, help us repair our bones. Hawthorn not only helps to move calcium through the bloodstream, but it also helps stabilize our collagen. Elder is great because it helps strengthen and building our bone. Let's look at an infusion that we can make for our bones and keeping them healthy. We got 3 parts rose hip, 2 parts lemon balm, a nettle, oat straw, and red raspberry with 1 part horsetail. What we're going to do is we're going to combine the herbs in a glass jar, label them, use it, fill a clean glass jar about a half, third full of herb mix, pour just boiled water over the herbs. So a third of herbs, fill up the rest of the jar with your hot water. Let it sit for 4 to 12 hours, strain and compost the herbs, as well as lightly sweeten with honey or anything else that you like. If you're an adult, you can do up to 3 cups a day. Children are half that always. So that is an excellent bone building tea.